Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are happy to announce Cotterfest 2025. Making the announcement, we've got everyone in studio. This is great. I love when people are in studio because no one else is in studio. None of the employees are in studio, but we got the guys from Cotterfest 2025. Larry is...
Yes, hello. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having us on. I really appreciate Odyssey and WBEN, Tim Wenger and crew, for being our media sponsors. You guys have been very kind to us, and we appreciate that.
I'm glad you said that, because I was supposed to say media sponsor, WBEN of Cotterfest and 2025, Larry. So lay it out for us. What are we looking forward to in 1 week?
Doing anything. It's in September on the 20th. It's Cotterfest.
I'm sorry. In a few months. My gosh.
Yes, that's okay. Joe, it's the 125th anniversary of the Edward M. Cotter was officially on March 24th, and that's when we celebrated Edward M. Cotter Day. So a lot of people in the community just wrapped their arms around our boat, and we really appreciate that. We're raising money to preserve and maintain the Edward M. Cotter, the world's oldest working fireboat. It's an icebreaker with firefighting capability. It's been the city of Buffalo since it was built in 1900, and the whole community has really stepped up. WBEN aside, we've got volunteers from all walks of life. We have a Cotterfest celebration planned for September 20th. We had the anniversary on March 24th, where the mayor and the common council, Mayor Scanlon and the common council, declared it Edward M. Cotter Day. Bill Metzger brewed Cotter beer for us, Gene McCarthy's Cotter Icebreaking IPA. We're doing our band reveal today, so we've selected the music lineup for our September 20th event. And we have a great team behind us. You know, the folks in studio with us today include Kyle Zappia. Kyle's a retired Buffalo firefighter, and I'm the president of the organization. Kyle is the chairman of our capital campaign and Cotterfest. I want him to say a little bit about that. Kyle.
Yeah, so... Like Larry said, it's been unbelievable, the community, how everybody's wrapped their arms around us. It's unbelievable, the Cotter family from California to New Jersey reaching out to us. They're going to be actually doing a family reunion at our event. 43 Cotter families from all over America. And this morning I got an unbelievable email from one of the Cotters saying that the matriarch of the Cotter family from Ireland, who's never been to America before, is going to come to our event. It's going to be her first time in this country, and it's going to be amazing. It's like Larry said, it's really, people are just all, there's a lot of excitement happening with what's going on with the Cotter. And people realize that it's the oldest fireboat in the world. So we've been selling apparel and shirts and stuff leading up to the event. And, you know, I've sent stuff to Saudi Arabia, England. It's been amazing.
It's going to be a big event, September 20th.
September 20th.
I was trying a way to say 3 months in a week, and I screwed that right up. So I apologize. It is Cotterfest 2025. Before we get to the band reveal, I do have a question. It's the oldest working fireboat and icebreaker. So yearly, annually, what is the kind of work that the Cotter does?
Okay, the Cotter, its most important contribution to Western New York is breaking the ice on the Buffalo River and preventing ice jam flooding, which keeps all areas in West Seneca, South Buffalo, the First Ward, the watershed that goes all the way to Arcade comes through that region. And what we do is we proactively open up that ice on the Buffalo River so that when the spring thaw around St. Patrick's Day is starting to flow, that it can just flow out of the Buffalo River rather than having an ice jam build up and the water dammed and rises behind it, which would flood the neighborhood. So that's number one. Number two, it's a firefighter, so it's ready to address any fires along the Buffalo waterfront, and it's also our ambassador for our area. The Cotter goes out and welcomes when the Little Rock came in to be christened next to the former Little Rock, and dignitaries come into town. We bring it out for the Buffalo Marathon, other parades and things like that in our water display, where it also goes over to Port Colborne. We celebrate an anniversary of mutual aid to that community for a number of years. So our Cotter boat goes over there as an ambassador. It's been up to Toronto and other areas as well.
That's amazing. 125 years old, this thing is still hard at work.
Yeah, it's still working hard. It's been refit a couple times. It started as a coal vessel, and then in the 20s it was changed over to oil. In 1950s it was changed over to four tank engines, Caterpillar D55 tank engines, and they're running in the boat 70 years
wow.
Today.
That's amazing. And the big reveal, these are the bands that will be playing at Cotterfest.
Yes. Well, what I want to do is I want to bring in Rick Sudo from Sudo Marketing and Entertainment. Rick was with us in 23 when he graciously donated the services of the South City Band. Rick and South City have been with us, you know, all the way through, and Rick is here today. He'll tell us a little bit more.
Now, just before we let Rick talk, Rick has been heckling me for my Mets shirt, so we'll let him on mic, but I just think this should be noted before Rick starts talking. Rick.
So this is just a one-off, Joe, just because you're a Mets fan and me being devout Yankee, and we've got other Yankee fans in the room, so you are outnumbered.
I am outnumbered, unfortunately.
We'll let it go because it's your gig here, all right?
Right, I appreciate that.
We're in so, your house. Yeah, Larry approached me maybe a little over 3 years ago, and we have common friends in the music business, etc. And as owner of Sudo Marketing Entertainment and director of Buffalo Blues, Larry said, hey, we want to do this thing called Cotterfest. Looking for some bands. Is this something maybe you can get involved with and help out? And well, as a son of a Big Tree volunteer firefighter, my dad, 92 years old, who's still active, by the way, with the fire department, 63 years, and with my connections in the music business, it just seemed like a no-brainer. Why would you not? There's nothing like this town coming together whenever there's something needs to be done. And further than that, the Buffalo music community, the Western New York music community is just absolutely awesome. So I reached out to my friends at South City, who I've booked quite a bit over the years with the veterans benefits, etc. Got a hold of Joe and Bill Solak and Mark Slimko, and the only question was, what date, what time, we're there. That was it. It's that awesome. So absolutely honored to be a part, honored that I was even asked. And bottom line, Larry throws a great party. So you got to come.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you then. Thanks.
I really appreciate that. And we have Bill Solak and Mark Slomko here in the studio with us. So I'm going to let those two say some things. Start with Bill.
Hello, Bill Solak here. We're just very proud to be part of this. And like Larry said, the Buffalo music community, we love to help our neighbors and be part of the community. And this is just something we can do to help that. And that being said, I'm going to let Mark say a few things.
Yeah, yeah, Mark Slimko here. We're just thrilled to be here and be a part of this. A couple years ago, we had a great time. I can't remember how many people were there, but it was quite the crowd. And I think this year is going to be even bigger and better. So really looking forward to it and happy to be a part of it.
from South City Band.
Come on out and enjoy the music. There is going to be a couple of other bands playing as well, and they're going to say a few things as soon as Larry introduces them.
All right. Again, Cotterfest 2025, September 20th. We're doing the band reveal.
Yes, and you know, we've getting bigger and better every year. And this year, we've added a couple more bands. The next band we have is Billy LaRouche and Friends. And Billy LaRouche is here with us today. Bill is soon to be retired Buffalo firefighting captain. And Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about your group?
I started playing out probably 25 years ago and started out solo. But over the years, I've added a few bandmates and a couple of retired guys. They call themselves the Bobs, Bob Worth and Bob Roof, and a drummer. He's a retired sheriff, Ronnie Leiston. And once in a while, we like to refer to ourselves as the Bad Billy Bobs. And that's a whole nother story. But no, it's a lot of fun, and I'm actually the answer to a trivia question at Buffalo Riverfest Park, where the event's being held. Anytime you hear a trivia question on the stage from the director, Peg Overdorf, she'll ask, who was the very first performer at Riverfest Park? Well, it would be
Bill
LaRouche.
There you go.
When they broke ground and all the dignitaries were here in Buffalo, she called me up and said, hey, we need some live music. And Ronnie and myself went over to, it was just nothing but rubble at the time, and we played during their luncheon and groundbreaking ceremony. So, wow. But we play a wide variety of music. And of course, now that we hear that the Cotters are going to be in from Ireland, we'll make sure that we lean towards the Celtic side of our
You got to adjust
repertoire.
The playlist a little bit.
Exactly.
What's it like playing in rubble? I'm interested. What were the acoustics like in that setting?
Well, it was kind of tough, first of all, because obviously we didn't have a stage. Ronnie was wobbling a little bit on his drum throne. And we had to bring in a generator, and there was just a couple of tents set up. But it was a nice day, so... It was a nice little event, but I got to be the answer to a trivia question.
Look at that. It will never not be the answer.
Correct.
That answer can never change until the end of time. So Billy will be there. South City Band will be there. 2025. Again, I just put this together. It's September 20th. I will be 37 because my birthday is the day before. So, wow. Yeah, that's I'm trying not to think about that. I like being 36.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
It's also... the Saturday after the Bills-Dolphins game.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
So you can continue the party into Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, we're very excited. We're excited about Sci City. We're excited about Billy and the Bobs. And, you know, the mention of Peg Overdorf, she's really opened her doors to us. Everybody that we talk to about Cotterfest is very excited and wants to do their thing. But Peg has just been over the top. We're going to have our event at Riverfest Park. So we've gone from the rubble pile to a much nicer facility now.
It's a very nice
and,
facility, yeah.
And we appreciate everybody, including Billy, for bringing it along that path. But Peg has been a very big supporter of ours, and we wanted to throw a shout-out to Peg Overdorf. She's been great. So we have the Fresh Air Sea Shanty Band, and Neil Farrell is in from that band. So they're going to play in between. Billy LaRouche is going to open. Neil's band will play in the middle. And then we're going to finish up with South City. And Neil, why don't you tell us a little bit about your band and its relationship to the Cotter family?
Sure, yeah. We started a sea shanty club back in 2024 as a result of Monsignor Leo McCarthy. A bunch of us were in the St. Teresa's Boys Choir. And on his deathbed, he said, I hope you guys can keep playing something, for group singing. So we started the sea shanty club. And we're looking for members. And the first three members that signed up were turned out to be great nieces and nephews of Edward M. Cotter. First was John Cotter, and then his sister Kara Cotter, and then his other nephew, Jamie Lutheringer, was also a fireman. So we've got about eight members. We do about 20 different sea shanties. Sea shanties probably got popular during COVID when a guy did a song called The Wellerman on TikTok, and it became a viral sensation. So we're looking forward to playing down the first ward.
That sounds great. And Neil, you've got your instrument with you right now. Tell us what you have and what you're going to do.
I've got the concertina. We'll use this one of our songs. So we've also got a banjo player, accordion player, hopefully, and a fiddle player. So we'll have fun.
Well, let's hear a little something, a little taste of what we'll hear. September 20th.
This is a Jim Payne song called "Wave Over Wave." Jim Payne is a Newfoundlander. Wave Over Wave by Jim Payne. Thanks, guys.
Very nice. Very nice. And that is Cotterfest 2025. I've never seen that that instrument before, by the way. I just have to say. I've never seen it in that shape. Oh, right? I've seen an accordion, but never in the octagon like it is there.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, so, you know, we're looking forward to a successful event. We appreciate all our band members and donating their time, pseudo marketing and entertainment, contributions by Peg Overdorf to our cause. And, you know, we're just hopeful that we're going to raise the money and the proceeds that we need to be able to preserve and maintain the Edward M. Cotter for generations to come.
It's a great party, September 20th. And like you said, the money goes to a great cause, keeping the Cotter going. And where can we find more information?
You can find more information on our website and social media. We got the Edward M. Cotter Conservancy.org, and you can buy your tickets there.
It's exciting. You know, you look at this. I mean, this really kind of marks the end of summer. Like, you guys have all summer to look forward to this event. I mean, the bands, you guys are all playing, you know, throughout the summer, getting ready, and you'll be all ready to go September 20th with everything. It's kind of a goodbye to summer.
Well, it's certainly going to be a capstone event, and we're looking forward to it to be the cherry on the top of a really nice season. So we're hoping for a good summer.
For sure. Well, guys, everyone, thank you so much for coming in. It's a great time, September 20th. We are the media sponsor, WBEN, of Cotterfest 2025. Get your tickets. And like I said, it's 2 days after the Bills-Dolphins. What a great kickoff to the weekend and a great kickoff to the end of summer. You know, we love summer here in Buffalo. Let's hang on to it as long as we can. 803-0930, star 930, by the way. When we come back, if you want to join the show, it's Beamer in for Bowerly. And we'll be back after the news with Puckett on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.